Altuve hooks one deep down the left field line. This ball is gone. Home run! Jose Altuve! Watching it at home plate as it just stayed fair. His first home run since July 30th. And the Astros lead 1-0. Fly ball, deep left field. We are tied up! A Breggy bomb makes it 4-4. There's a ball into right field. Hit well. That'll be over the head of Haniger. It'll bounce into the crowd, and that'll be a game winner. Astros win it 5-4. The walk-off double by Correa. They want to be down with the kids.
Welcome to The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, featuring John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I love being around them.
Get involved by phone at 713-780-3776. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, the kings of Houston sports radio, John and Lance.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Aaron here. This is The Bench. We have got a good show for you this morning. We've got Ross Greenberg, who is the former president of HBO Sports.
Yep.
And he's a current executive producer of the documentary Extra Innings from 9/11, 20 years later. It's on HBO. So it is good. We will talk to him about that.
He's a name that if you're a boxing fan,
yeah.
Oh, you know the name Ross Greenberg. He is the guy who's responsible for boxing 24/7 for all years, decades of boxing stuff. He's responsible for starting Bryant Gumbel, Real Sports with Bryant Gumbel, like major sports on ESPN, I mean on HBO. And now, John, he is a director and producer of this documentary.
Yeah.
And there's going to be a lot of there'll be time for us to later in the show to talk about some. Says 20-year anniversary is a pretty big milestone, because I've got something very specifically for after 9/11. But I would think the sports world, especially since it falls on a Saturday, 9/11, the 20-year anniversary is going to, college football is going to have,
and football and
the NFL. I mean, it's going to be one day after.
The Aggies did it last week. I'm sure a lot of teams.
The Aggies wanted to do it because they wanted to get it in. Yeah. They're going to be on the road this week. So
yeah.
I think that's going to be a monster topic throughout sports.
That's great.
Baseball, everything.
You know, I hate Halloween. I don't know. It's just so stupid. I think Halloween, and everybody does all the same stuff on the morning shows and then Cotton Game Day and everything else. But to have Halloween, it America themed this Saturday is going to be awesome. America theme with red, everything red, white, and blue, and everybody with the, you know, the feelings about how we reacted and how we stepped up in a time of crisis. That's awesome. That is awesome.
Yep.
9:30, RJ Bell. That's at 8:30. At 9:30, RJ Bell's going to join us here. So we'll give you some winners this weekend. RJ's great, and we
that's who AJ
break
went
down
to
some,
go work for.
Yeah,
AJ's in Vegas. And I spent a little time. I went out there for a couple of days and just talk football with RJ. Like, I was going through inside zone stuff, outside zone stuff. It was actually pretty fun. And then AJ and I were talking about different bets he's making, what life's like for him out in Las Vegas. You know, I told him, I said, is there a big difference with the dry heat and being in the Vegas heat? He's like, dude, it's
hot.
It's 114.
Yeah.
Dry heat, schmy heat.
Yeah, it's hot.
It's all hot.
It's all hot.
Hot is hot.
Yep. So we'll talk to RJ today. We got AJ, RJ. I'm JJ, so I can go over there and work there. So, but we'll see.
How are you, JJ?
John James.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, JJ. Yeah, that's me. Dynamite. That's me. Okay. So
the original Houston JJ.
Pardon me?
The original Houston JJ.
I am.
Watt can take a back seat to JJ Granato, is what you're saying.
That's right. You're
how come
AA.
We don't call you JJ?
You're AA. Who can take a backseat to me?
JJ Watt.
JJ Watt.
The real
oh,
JJ.
Yeah. Come
the
on.
The real
that's
JJ.
Not, that's ridiculous. I was here way before him. All right. And probably more popular than he was. But that's my thoughts on it.
Do you like being in Houston?
I love you. I love Houston.
Who likes Houston more? Like, be honest here. This is a hard one. You or Jake Odorizzi?
I like Houston a lot more than Jake Odorizzi.
Who likes Dusty Baker more, you or Jake Odorizzi?
I'm a big Dusty guy. He's really not.
Who likes James Click more, do you think, you or him?
I don't know. Well, I like Strami more than he does. I know that. I don't know what he feels about James Click, because James Click doesn't pull him for games after five innings. But Strami and Dusty do. Pawpaw, they do that. So yesterday, for those of you, you heard the Carlos Correa double. You heard the Bregy bomb. Bregman back in the three hole and delivering already. I mean, usually he's a slow starter. He took a couple of months off. And he has been, you know what, they started him in the six hole. They said, get him back in the three hole. That's where he belongs. And here Correa in this, but gets dropped to the six hole when he's been there all year. And he's been coming up with clutch hits. And he does it again in extra innings. The Astros win. Not the biggest game of the year, but on a night when they couldn't do anything offensively with runners in scoring position, it was so frustrating to watch that game. It's like, oh, my God.
We're at our fantasy auction, and it seems like every time we look up, there's two on base, and they're stalling them.
And there's nobody out. You got to run around second, and Bregman pops it up. It's like, oh, my, come
ground
on.
Ground into shifts, yeah, pop outs.
Yes, yes, yes. And just couldn't get that. Just couldn't get those runs home. So it's 4-2 in the ninth. Bregman comes up with the two-run homer. You heard it. And then Carlos Correa doubles home. The ground rule double gets Yuli home from second base with the runner on second, put out there in extra innings. And the Astros win it 5-4. Nice, nice win. Well, Jake Odorizzi was the starter. And you don't usually expect an Astros win when Jake Odorizzi is the starter. But in all fairness to Jake Odorizzi, Jake Odorizzi has been pretty good of late. Now, last night, five innings, two earned runs. The game before, five innings, one earned run. The game before, five innings, two earned
runs. So that's as long as he can possibly go, as five innings, right?
5 2/3. Yep. One earned run. His last four starts, and actually, you know, he had the hiccup at Kansas City where he gave up four runs in 5 1/3. But before that, five innings, no earned runs. So really, five of his last six starts have been really good. Not quality starts, because you have to actually get to six innings to get a quality start. And he hasn't done that since July 3rd. Well, he hasn't done that since July 9th.
Why didn't he go deeper then?
Well, that's a question that was asked last night. He was pulled after five innings and 66 pitches. And as a veteran, Jake Odorizzi was none too pleased.
Just said that, last three starts, they've pulled you after five innings, and he just thinks that's kind of the limit at this point. How do you feel about that? Are you frustrated by that? And do you think you can, pitch a little deeper at this point?
You want honesty? I think it's bull.
and there's more.
Jake, have you vocalized that to Dusty or Strami?
No, nobody talked to me. So,
how frustrating is it for you, especially as someone that's signed here for the next year and maybe another year?
I think it's pretty freaking obvious. Just go take a look at it. It's not like I just, made my debut yesterday. Been doing this for a while. So, it's extremely frustrating. So,
going forward, and I mean, it's just a conversation you're going to have with them. Just what do you think the next step is?
Your guess is as good as mine.
Is this as frustrated as you've been as a major leaguer?
It's up there. I'm glad we won. Bregy played great. Poffins played great. Carlos played great. Like, it's a great win. I'm glad we won, that's for sure. If not, I'm sure I would have been the subject of blame because of only going five innings. So, I'm glad we won.
How did you feel about your stuff overall tonight?
Perfectly fine. I mean, the hit I gave up in the fifth inning, whatever it was, the ball off the plate exactly where I wanted to throw it. Like, I'm not upset at all. I had good stuff. I had 66 pitches through five innings. I don't really know what needs to be said more than that. So I'm done. I'm not going to say anything more. So yeah.
This is a tough one. This is a real tough one. So Odorizzi is signed here. He's making $9 million this year. He's signed here next year. He's going to make $8 million more. He's got a player option for $6.5 million in 2023. I would highly doubt that Dusty is going to be here for all of that time. Jake Odorizzi is a guy who has had success. He's been an all-star. Jake Odorizzi, I think Jake Odorizzi looks at himself as maybe 2000, and this is a bad analogy. He's not Phil Mickelson in his sport, but you know, he looks at himself as 2004 Phil Mickelson. Phil Mickelson won a major this year, so it's hard to call him. But anyway, he's certainly not the same guy that was an all-star.
Yeah,
he's not even close to
No, Jake Odorizzi thinks more highly of himself than probably the Astros do. When you get into any of his metrics, standard, advanced, it really doesn't matter. It's not a guy who you are going to look at as anything more than the fifth to sixth best starter on this team.
Well,
that's who he is.
Well, and I've got his metrics pulled up here. And, you know, you can make a case for both sides. This is a guy who has pitched well of late. This is his fourth straight good start. This is a guy who has not pitched in the seventh inning this year. This is a guy who has some history as being a good pitcher, but he hasn't been this year. Now, he seems to be turning that around. He feels like, and I could certainly see his point, he feels like, how about giving me a shot? We've seen Greinke do the same thing.
Yeah.
Greinke's been pissed off because you pull him too early. I'm not a rookie. You don't have to save my feelings. I have pitched, and I have pitched into the ninth inning, and oh, by the way, complete games, and I've been one of the best pitchers in the game, possibly a Hall of Famer. Jake Odorizzi isn't that, but Jake Odorizzi has had success. Here's Jake Odorizzi, the first time he's faced batters in a game. They're hitting 200 against him, a 275 on base, a 600 OPS. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. The second time he faces guys, they're hitting 226, 290 on base, 690 OPS. That's pretty good.
Then he's got to be that's surprisingly low for the second time.
It is. His third time? Mm-hmm. Not so much. They're hitting 395, 435 on base with a 1365.
Forget
OPS.
About it. There's your answer. And look at his pitch counts. If you look at his pitch counts, you know, just starting in August, his pitch counts, 73 innings pitched. I'm sorry, 73 pitches in three innings, 81 and 5, 89 and 5 and a third, 100 and 5 and two thirds, 88 and 5. They're not going, if you have 88 and you're not a great, and put it this way, you know, the Astros are deep in analytics. They really live by your third time seeing a lineup. Jake Odorizzi is worse than I could have possibly imagined against the third time in a lineup.
Yeah.
That is incredibly bad.
Yeah.
1,300, you said 1,300 OPS?
1,365.
And then he's in through five innings. He's in the high 80s. That's never going to get you another inning. No. Never are they going to take. They live by the data. And if the data tells them something, they're going with it. I don't know why Jake Odorizzi. Well, okay. I shouldn't say I don't know. Jake is a pitcher. And pitchers.
No.
Pitchers still in their hearts are a little bit old school. They feel like, hey, if I got it going, I want to challenge a guy. Guy on guy. Let's see what happens. I'm good enough.
So the last time he faced Seattle, in Seattle, he threw five shutout innings, got to the top of the sixth, Crawford singles, Haniger walks, pull him. Here comes Maton. They scored, Crawford scored, and the Mariners won 1-0. Now, that's when the Astros were not scoring any runs and blah, 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 blah.
Right.
It was still a great outing. He gave up one run over five-plus innings. That's still a very nice outing. However, when he gets to the sixth inning, this is what happens. And so the Astros they are very, very analytics prone.
It will not change, by the way. You're a bad third time around guy.
Yeah.
Never expect to go more than six ever.
No.
Never.
And we'll hear from Dusty about that on the other side. Plus, we've got some Texans talk. Man, what big signing.
Big.
Big dude. Signing.
Well, you guys weren't excited and you're like, I don't know, Texans going to be boring. They're not going to win a lot of games. You better stick around because something major happened yesterday. Yeah,
something huge. So we'll talk
somebody
about
somebody with some rings got signed.
Yeah. Got rings? Yeah, okay. Texans do. They do now. Let's talk right now about Michael. And you know what? He should be. Is he Mount Rushmore? Is he Hall of Fame as far as butchers go?
Would you have a butcher guy? You know, everyone talks about, like, if you have a butcher, do you understand what this means? He can do the spatchcock chicken where they take the, you know, the spine out of it and lay it flat. It's the best way to make chicken. It's every time. It's the moistest, most flavorful chicken you can have. He does the burger. He said, after we talked about it last time, he had three people that day come in and get packages of his dry blend.
Oh, it's so good.
Because his hamburgers, he'll
I'm telling you, the best burger I've ever had.
And it'll cut the steaks for you exactly how you want them. He's got the New York strips already done, but if you want to do...
What about the giant tomahawk?
Oh, my God. He's got them wrapped up. I took pictures of them the other day. He's got them vacuum sealed already. Just waiting for you.
Listen, it's different. You can go to your grocery store and grab a package of meat, but it's different. It's just different. It's just the best. Michael's the best. He will take care of the 97.5 listener.
Wagyu brisket? He's got that.
It is. It's old school butcher shop, and I'm going to tell you, and not only that, but he's also got the restaurant right there. You want to go have lunch? The burgers are delicious.
Yeah.
All you got to do is get to Chimney Rock and Richmond and see Michael. Tell him you heard it right here. He's going to give you the best deal at Pete's Fine Meats.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
All right, time for me and Lance to talk about Aqueduct Plumbing. AqueductPlumbingCompany.com, AqueductPlumbingCompany.com. Listen, it's so hard to get a plumber. I mean, it's one of the hardest things in the world to find the right plumber for you. These are guys and gals that will come to your home and give you that free evaluation. And, if you've got plumbing problems, man, you got to get that done right away. You're probably going to talk to Mary when you call there. Tell Mary we said hello, okay? She's wonderful.
Hey,
you're going to, hey, Mary. And you're going to love Mary, and you're going to love Billy. You may talk to Billy. You're talking to someone with Big Club. Mary is Billy's sister. Billy's the owner, and Mary is his sister. And you are going to get the best in service. You're going to get family service. But you're also going to get a great job done by them. They're not going to contract it up. Done by real plumbers that are going to come to your home and give you the best deal that you can get.
And there's not one of those fees you have to pay just to get them to come out there. They want to come see what's going on. They'll do the smallest leaks. They'll do... the large repipe jobs or where everything has to be refit or repiped under your house. And, of course, they did a lot of those after the big freeze. They also do the tankless water heaters, which I am a big, big fan of with the amount of kids in my house. We like taking hot showers for a while, okay? And I got a teenage son. You know what I'm talking about. So, anyway, listen, AqueductPlumbingCompany.com. Aqueduct, A-Q-U-E, DuckPlumbingCompany.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
You know, I try to take him, you know, past that point, but it seems like something always happens at that point. And, when things keep reoccurring at the same time of the game, then it's time for us and everyone to face the music if that's... Maybe that's how it is, at least for now. But, you know, we don't have time to experiment too much more, during the season. So when it gets to that point, like I said, this is the second or third time in a row when he's been dealing early. And then all of a sudden, something happens. I know he's not crazy about coming out. We're not crazy about taking him out. But, we're in a pennant race and we have to do what we have to do.
Yeah, I get it. I really do. I get it. So it's really difficult. It is so difficult for Dusty. I'm sure he really, really wanted to keep him in there, but you just can't. You just can't. You can't risk. Not in a close game. Not in a time when you can blow this thing wide open. I'm just saying. I understand. I can see both sides. I can see the frustration. Yeah, got any problem? For those of you just joining us and you missed it, Jake Odorizzi was pissed off because he was taken out of the game. Five innings, 66 pitches. He'd given up two runs. He had second and third and nobody out. And then he gave up the big hit to Crawford to score those two runs. Jake Odorizzi, at his third time through the lineup, they're hitting .395 against him with a 1365 OPS. You can understand this is an analytics organization. Even Paw Paw uses analytics, So,
yeah.
So,
analytics has those things out there.
Paw Paw uses analytics.
No, it's analytics.
I've no, David Culley uses analytics. Oh. Papa uses it with the hard T.
With the hard T.
Hard T, yeah. Not the soft th.
I got you.
Analytics is more of just a nebulous concept. You know, analytics has things, stuff like that.
Analytics has those things out there.
You know, when you know that there's something having to do with numbers or whatever, that's analytics.
Right.
Analytics means Jake Odorizzi gives up. Excuse me, what's that exact number? 1365 OPS?
Yeah.
That's analytics. You know what analytics is? I'm just not feeling them in this inning. That's analytics because the numbers probably
analytics has those things out there.
It's out there.
It is out there. Jake Odorizzi is going to be here through next year.
Is he?
Yeah, he is.
Is that your prediction?
Well, he's...
My prediction is he's not going to be.
He ain't leaving. He got $8 million.
Listen, he ain't going six innings either. So, I'm sorry, Jake. This is how it is.
Well, now, wait a minute. So, here's the deal is it, let's you, sometimes maybe you lengthen the leash a little bit. Let's see. Okay, Jake, prove it to us now.
He has.
Now, once you open this thing up, then you can lengthen the leash, Jake. We can go a little bit longer now because not every one of these games you opened up now. You're 6.5 games up. You're 6.5 games up on the Mariners now. 7 games up on the A's. The thing is that you're only one game. You only got a 1-game lead on the White Sox for home field advantage. You need that. You got to have that. So every one of these games is awfully important, especially against the Mariners right now, who are in second place. You want to win these every single one of these games. That was a good win. That was a big win last night. That was awesome to be able to come back and yet another win that they're getting late. They're doing that more and more now. They did it in Seattle. They did it against the Rangers. They did it last night again here in Houston. They're coming back late and scoring late. So this is that. And you remember in 17, we had that feeling where they were really never done.
Right.
They were not done.
There's some of that from this team.
Yeah.
Well, now it's
starting. You know what? They've been blowing people out. They're plus 176. You know what? That's a huge. The Mariners are 11 games over 500. Their run differential is minus 56. That's amazing.
That is amazing. And, well, the Mariners have been at the other end of the ass kickings, though.
Yeah.
I mean, the 11s, the 13s, the 15s.
Right.
The Astros have put some monster numbers on them. But just to see the Astros, when you leave them on base, you know, it's just a couple clutch hits and a couple guys not shifted in the wrong direction for us, and you got a 5 spot, and you're not having to come back. But, you know, I don't like when Presley gives up runs. They went from 3-2 to 4-2.
Yeah.
It made the climb a little more substantial. I don't like when Yimi comes in a sixth inning and gives up home runs. I'm so tired of Yimi Garcia. I thought we were getting a good pitcher. I thought he was fixing our bullpen. What's with the Kings?
I'm going to tell you this.
What's with the lighter fluid that they traded for?
I'm telling you this. Yimi's going to play an important role before this is all done. He's like a hobbit. He's like those little Pippin and the two hobbits that were the cousins. They ended up playing an important role in Lord of the Rings, okay? And Yimi is like Pippin, okay? So let's just slow down on our criticisms right now before we know the ending, okay? You can't make judgments on guys just 140 games into a season.
Well, we hadn't had them the whole way, but
no.
I feel like he is making some statements.
I know, but don't worry.
I feel like he's had some statement games.
Don't worry. Yimi's going to play an important role before this is all said.
Let me get to text to Ocho in here, talk about Jake Odorizzi.
What do you say, Ocho?
Ocho.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Hey, look, I understand Odorizzi's frustration as a pitcher, competitor, as a veteran. But you can't make a living up in the zone, you know, living up in the zone with with an average or below average fastball that you throw 75% of the time, and you rarely throw your secondary pitches, which means you're not keeping hitters off balance and they know what's coming. You're literally throwing batting practice up there, and it's amazing to me that he gets through 2 times before he gets lit up. I'm surprised he doesn't give up 5-plus runs every outing. and that's all I got.
I don't know. I remember Jake Odorizzi with the Marlins, and I was like, what the hell? This dude, how is Jake Odorizzi? Of course, he is Italian, so I felt pretty good about him. But how is this guy coming in here and wrecking shop on the Astros? Now, it was a couple three years ago, but Jake Odorizzi's got some – he was a good pitcher in the league. He was an all-star. He's got a history. Now, he hasn't been great this year. He really hasn't. But he's coming around. When you're talking about four straight starts that he's been pretty damn good and five of his last six starts, I mean, we look at Jake Odorizzi every single time like he's, you know, a bum. And he hasn't been lately.
He's not a bum. He's not a bum, but he needs to know who he is, though, right now. I mean, the Astros, the numbers are very simple. You are terrible the third time around. It's already a league-wide sentiment that you don't like facing guys three times. And it's one of the reasons why Astros pitchers, way better than Jake Odorizzi, have run into the same fate unless they have really proven themselves third time around. And his pitch count gets a little high. It always does, based on his innings pitch.
Not last night.
Last night was an outlier, though. They're usually going to be in the 80s.
So that's why, and you know, I see both sides. I absolutely see both sides. But I have some empathy for Jake Odorizzi, who's sitting there going,
he gave up his
runs.
Are
you kidding me? 66 pitches.
But look when he gave up his runs, though. Yeah. I mean, at the very end of the performance is when he gave up his runs, right? Wasn't it right there in the fifth?
Last night it was the fifth, I believe.
Yeah, I mean, that's third time around, I'm sure. I'm sure that's when they got him.
Yeah. Well, no. That was still the...
No, it would have been...
Yeah, he's hitting the top. Let's see.
That would have been probably second. And they probably didn't want to see the third time.
So he gave up the runs in the fifth inning. Yeah, Crawford doubled, and that was Crawford's third time through the order.
I mean, there it is.
Yeah.
They're not the Astros say, look, he is who he is. We've got the date on him.
Right.
And I don't know what historically it looks like, but they've got it.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got it historically, and they're not. And this is my problem. This is why I don't think he's going to be an Astro. Probably next year was my thought. They live and die by analytics. Their numbers they have are not crazy. I mean, they're following basic tenets. And one of them is, how do you do third time around? And he is really, really bad. He's much better than I would have expected. His second time around in the lineup, he's actually much, much better. But his pitch counts are not – his stuff isn't good enough to survive that – historical data. It's just not. If he had great stuff like Lance McCullers, they might be more willing to have some leeway. Yep. He's not a young pitcher. He doesn't have electric stuff, and he's terrible third time around in the lineup. And his pitch count gets a little high. They're never going to change their opinion of you. Just like I'm finding out with Jimmy, with Slip and Jimmy McGill, you know, when they think of you, when they think that you're one way,
you are who you are.
That's who they think you are. They're not going to change their mind.
No.
So you're going to have to move him, but he'll have some value, though.
Yeah, well, I don't know if they're going to move him. We'll see, because your Greinke's gone.
I've traded him.
We'll see. Yeah, well, he's still got another year left. But here's the deal. We'll talk about this Texans, this huge, huge, huge move for the Texans that is worthy of our third segment. Next, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But right now, I'm talking about Doc Linville. And, you know, Lance is, I think, a little bit jealous because, you know, last week he kind
of
said,
cut the back of your hair.
You keep on coming in here and talking about how beautiful your hair is. Well, I can.
Look at the tail that you're growing.
I know.
What do you do? What are you doing now? Why is it turning into a flex?
Now I can.
That's all it is, the flex.
You're damn right.
You're going to go from a flex to a vibe.
Thank you, Doc Linville. He's given me that kind of strength to flex on people with my hair. And if you're somebody that wants, you know, to feel good about your hair, okay? If you're somebody that wants it long and flowing and so people can admire it, yes, okay, I see that. And you know how that happened, Doc Linville, and the process? So I'm somebody that feels really good and great about my hair, and I want more of it. Other people, not so much. So if you're looking for to have that kind of attitude about your hair, there's one place to go. 975hair.com. You'll love the process. You'll love everything about it. I've been asked many a time, and I always say the same thing. Yes, do it. 975hair.com.
ESPN
975. Remember that? It's still out there. Now, I like to do it with, you know, I talk about the local angle because they work with Houston Can Academy locally. And Cars for Kids, they are still doing the same thing that they've been doing for years now, and that is helping kids have a second chance at a diploma. And the way that they do that is they take your cars and they turn it into money to help fund their program for kids. There's the Cars for Kids, carsforkids.org. Whether you have a car or a motorcycle or an SUV, whether it's running or not running, it's irrelevant. They'll come out there, they'll pick it up, they'll haul it off. Once again, it doesn't have to be running, and you get it off your property, and they get you a tax write-off. So you get a tax write-off, they'll give you a $50 Visa gift card when you mention you heard about it from ESPN 97.5. And then, as I mentioned, you got a chance to write off the car and not the kid, and they make it so simple. Go to carsforkids.org, start the process, and you can help a kid have a second chance right off the car and not the kid. Carsforkids.org.
Patrolling the Houston sports radio scene for 20 years. Well, minus a few years where Lance took a little detour. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, it's 7:33 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So there is a story today, and he does this every year. Bill Barnwell explains how every NFL team can win the Super Bowl.
You know, it's the opposite of why your team sucks. It used to be
Deadspin, right?
It used to be Deadspin. He used to be with Deadspin. Now he's with, I think, the Defector. But Drew Magry. Drew Magry does it every year, why your team sucks. And it's unusually accurate.
Yes. And last year he said this: the Bucs are closer to a Super Bowl than you might think. In part because their defense is probably better than you pictured it after last season. Tampa Bay ranked 29th in scoring defense the year before.
Well done.
But that was mostly a product of Jameis Winston in the offense. After you strip out his 7 pick sixes and account for the fact Todd Bowles' defense faced the league 189 drives and inherited the league's worst average field position, Tampa's sixth place finish in defensive DVOA makes more sense. And Tom Brady can obviously win a Super Bowl. So that's what he wrote about the Bucs last year. Here's what he writes about our Houston Texans this year. He said, Houston is turning things over to a quarterback in Tyrod Taylor, who has a track record of competence in the past. The 1999 Rams were coming off a 4-12 season and lost starting quarterback Trent Green to a season-ending knee injury in training camp. Who came in? That's right, Kurt Warner. You know what happened next. Now, I don't know that Tyrod Taylor is Kurt Warner, but you don't know that he's not.
No, I do.
I know. You don't know that he's
I know not. For a fact that he's not Kurt Warner.
This could be the greatest show
How was Kurt Warner?
This could be the greatest show on trays, okay? Okay? You had the greatest show on turf. Now, this is the...
Do they do trays in and out?
They don't do them anymore.
No, they don't have grass. They've gone back to the field turf.
We could go back to the tray days.
They've gone back to field turf.
I know, but I'd like the tray days where everybody hated it and there were seams and the punter would be running down the field and lose two knees. Those were the good old days when the Texans got sued all the time.
That really happened.
That does it. That did happen.
It happened. Every time you run on the field, you fall into these big divots that they have.
Okay. He says, I don't think Taylor is about to win league MVP, but the Texans have a better roster than people might give them credit for after general manager Nick Caserio spent this offseason signing literally dozens of veterans to 1- and 2-year deals. 31 of the 53 players who made the Houston roster out of camp were not on the roster a year ago. Many of those players are veterans with meaningful NFL experience. Now, they don't have much of a shot. Like, to win the Super Bowl, it's not 1%. It's 0.1%.
Right.
So that's really, really long odds. But, so you're saying there's a shot.
Look, he's not telling you they got any chance. What he's saying is they might be better than we think.
That's right. So
we felt that way defensively, but I don't see how, what does he say about, so the only thing he has for us offensively is that, hey, maybe Tyrod Taylor is Kurt Warner, current Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, is that what I have to hang my hat on?
Yeah.
Maybe Tyrod Taylor is actually a Hall of Famer just waiting to be discovered after bagging groceries?
Well, here's what he says. If the last thing he says, the Texans don't realistically have the upside to compete for a Super Bowl, and I have no idea what their long-term vision looks like, but they have a plausible path to look competent. If they stumble onto a Hall of Fame quarterback along the way, they've got a shot.
That's what he said.
They've got a shot.
At least, all right, I don't feel like any of that's too great. Well, they've got a shot at what?
Well, at the Super Bowl, 0.1%.
No, a Hall of Famer gives them a chance to be a wild card team.
Maybe.
You'd have to have a Hall of Famer to have a shot.
Okay. Did they pick up a Hall of Fame wide receiver yesterday?
Well, I mean, you be the judge of this. I know they got somebody with championship rings and championship background.
Oh, he can't hear
championship,
you.
Championship medal, as they say.
He's got too many. There's a lot of ringing in his ears.
Uh-huh. Danny
he
Amendola.
He can't hear you how old he is.
35 years old. He doesn't have tinnitus, also known as tinnitus.
Mm-hmm.
1 year, $2.5 million. Danny Amendola championship, world champion Danny Amendola signs with the Texans.
Is there a reason for that, really?
I'm curious. Well, their wide receiving core is not very good, but you're throwing a 35-year-old into the mix. Yeah. I don't know. They clearly don't like who's there now. This is not a good sign for you if you're a wide receiver with the Texans.
Of all of the little white wide receivers from New England,
yeah,
he's third. Of the three?
Wes Welker and obviously Julian Edelman.
Yeah, he's third of them.
Being the top two.
Why
yeah,
he's
third.
Any of those guys? What's Wes Welker doing? Plumbing or something? Is he working for Aqueduct?
Know. No? Oh, well, he was coaching in Houston until Bill, he literally left after, no, he's yeah. the coach. He literally left after 1 year. But I heard he didn't like it here on the staff, which would surprise me. I mean, this is a fun time.
So you're Bill saying? O'Brien.
He was there for 1 year.
That Bill O'Brien couldn't get along with somebody
as a wide receiver.
Okay.
His last coaching gig, according to his Wikipedia, was 2019 with the 49ers.
He's a wide receiver coach.
Welker?
He's still there.
Okay.
He's with Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah. So anyway, is Danny Amendola better than Alex Erickson? Is he better than... Is he better than Kiki QT right now?
Is Kiki on the team? I thought
Kiki
was cut.
Kiki got cut. I know. Well, yeah. So you cut Kiki QT for Danny Amendola?
So?
No, but I mean, is he better?
Yeah. He's,
is he better than an Alex Erickson right now?
Probably.
Really? Really?
I don't know the difference between the two.
One's 35.
Well, but one also knows Nick Caserio.
Well, that's it. Is this all about, again,
if you're gonna
Patriot
go with
South? And you can stop. You can.
If you're going with your fourth, if you're going with your fourth wide receiver, Danny Amendola has been held in higher regard throughout his career than Alex Erickson, yes. I don't think Alex Erickson is anything special. I think Amendola's probably a better receiver. Yeah, even at 35, probably understands how to get through his routes better, probably is just a better fit from a wide receiver standpoint. You've got... He can handle some punt returns. Obviously, Erickson can handle some return stuff, too. I don't, you know, what's it? I'm surprised they gave him $2.5 million. Honestly, Eric Burkhardt got his client a good deal. 1 year, $2.5 million for a bad team that has a collection of guys on the roster. I mean, can he get out there on the field? Oh, I don't think they signed him to $2.5 million to be the fifth wide receiver. I would expect him to have targets starting at least by week two. By week two, he'll be targeted, and he's going to be on the field in 11 personnel, which is their three wide receiver sets. Yeah, I think so. I think over Andre Roberts. I think over Alex Erickson. What do we have there?
Well, he's been tied to Olivia Culpo. He's been tied
to Danny Amendola.
Danny Amendola went out with Olivia Culpo.
Play it? Hey, okay. Makes
oh,
more
not
sense.
That. How about Gene Watts?
Does that go?
How about? I mean, he's got. Look at he's got. That's Gene Watts. Hello, good night.
I don't
night.
Know who Gene Watts is.
I don't know, but she's a singer.
Yeah, well.
Look at Gene Watts.
You know what?
Danny Amendola is a handsome man.
Okay, to live that lifestyle, you got to have a little do-re-mi.
Well, not he, only.
He's not looking to get into
the
pension
Texans
money
right
yet.
Now? Is this something that Jack Easterby is going to promote?
What?
Olivia Culpo and Gene Watts. Maybe it was a platonic relationship, but I don't think they're married.
Well, if they get married, then maybe.
Well,
he
but
would.
I don't think they did. Is that something that we're now all of a sudden we're promoting over on Kirby? No.
Well, promoting what? Dating?
Yeah,
that's bad. Jack doesn't want you to date.
Oh, really? Because he's walking on the beach with no shirt on, with Olivia Culpo. Do you think that's acceptable behavior?
What are they doing that's bad, that Jack would think is bad? He thinks that's going to lead maybe to something? Maybe some heavy petting?
Maybe you think, see?
No,
maybe
I mean,
you
I'm
think
fine
that's
with
okay,
all that. No, I'm,
but I don't think it's okay.
I do think that's okay. Hold on, let me check his bio.
This is not
quick,
acceptable
see if he says
behavior
the right
by Danny Amendola.
Business inquiries.
Doesn't feel like he's
easy
abstinent.
Like a Sunday morning.
Doesn't
oh,
feel
he
like...
hasn't even tweeted anything since 2020. He's out the Twitter game.
He is? Well,
yeah, he stopped.
Well, because he's busy with Olivia last... Culpo and Gene Watts. Would you rather tweet or do that?
I'd rather do stuff.
I know you would.
Than tweet.
Well, that's why. You can't be a Texan either. It's 743 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So, on the way to the Super Bowl. Bill Barnwell didn't even mention Danny Amendola signing.
Maybe there's going to be an updated version.
Maybe.
It already went to print probably 2 days ago. It had to get, you know, edited and things like that. Now they'll come back with another one.
Holly says Danny is fine. Fine.
That was
with a lot
be,
of eyes in it.
That's supposed to be O-I. Voin.
Oh, it's... Well, it's O-I,
I know,
not
she went
I-O-N.
Fione.
Fione. Well, that is that's Fione. Italian. He's Italian.
All right. No, don't read all these. Don't read that last
one. No. Time. Okay. All right. 713-780-3776, the number, if you'd like to get in here. Keith, we'll talk Astros on the other side. You got some thoughts on that. We'll do that. Anybody else wants in, you're more than welcome. We'll get back on the Astros train. Right now, though, we can't. No, not the train. I don't want to even talk about that. Remember when there was the Astros train and they went into that slump? Can't talk about that anymore. HRP, HRP.net, 281-880-6525. Those are my peeps over there. I love what Mike Holly is a Coug. You Coug people, but not only Cougs. I mean, you got all kinds of great people. Kevin Robler, he's a big Beaumont guy. You got Chris. You got all kinds. You got Plotkin. You got all kinds of guys over there that are doing the right thing for your business. What they do is they come to your business and they customize. They look at your business. They might even spend a couple of days there. They got to look at everything. And then they customize a plan for you. And now, listen, they helped us so much through COVID, so much through all of the unemployment claims, all of the PPPs and the small business loans that we had to get. They were right on top of it. Was your payroll company doing that? Has your payroll company taken care of all of your taxes and everything else? I mean, Dave, you heard David Gow. If you've heard our recorded commercials here, you've heard him talking about, we don't want to spend time doing that. Do you want to do that, or do you want to sell your widgets? You want to sell your widgets, let HRP take care of everything else. HRP.net, 281-880-6525.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, it's here. Fantasy football is here. Starts this weekend from an NFL standpoint. And right now, if you go to underdogfantasy.com, they've got Thursday Night Rumble, Dallas and Tampa Bay. Right now, $5 entry with $20,000 in prizes. They've got Best Ball Mania 2. This is your last chance coming up to sign up for this. $25 entry, and that's $3.5 million in prizes on the line, including $1 million for first place. And then the Puppy 3. It's the 2021 best ball season. That's only $5 with $1 million in prizes. In those drafts, the best ball format, you draft for the entire season. You draft your team, and then that team is what you have the entire season. No sit, no start, no free agency. You pick your team, and then you are going to roll with that the entire year. And whoever, you know, has the best scores that week, those are who your starters are going to be. Now, of course, in the daily fantasy, it's going to be that draft, and that's what's going to go for you that night or that weekend. But I promise you, everything that you're going to want to find is right there at underdogfantasy.com. That's underdogfantasy.com. Use promo code radio and get a $25 bonus on top of your first deposit into your account. Promo code radio. It's underdogfantasy.com.
The conversation continues on The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Man, I mean, that was a huge victory. I mean, that was the difference between 4.5 and, you know, and 6.5. And, you know, that was huge. I mean, that was as big a victory as we've had probably all year.
No! No, no, Dusty. Come on, Paw. I know you're right there every game, but we watch too.
Walk-off versus the Yankees doesn't ring a bell.
The Yankees
winning. Recency bias.
I know, right?
It doesn't get bigger than Seattle.
Well, they are in second place.
Anytime you have a chance to knock off a Seattle.
Four and a half and six and a half. That's two game difference. Yep. No. Those wins against the team right behind you are big. There's no question about that. But if it was four and a half, you go, we're still all right.
That's not.
We're okay. But it was a big win. For those of you who didn't see, Alex Bregman with a two-run homer in the ninth, and then Carlos Correa with the game winner in the tenth, the ground rule double. Carlos Correa is just every time. I mean, I don't know how many people last night. We had our fantasy draft last night.
Yep.
Pay that man his money. Pay that man his money.
Everything. Everybody. Everything.
Get the
checkbook out. Sign him. They're going to be very – and Carlos has taken the high road on everything, has been very
– Yeah.
I think he loves the city. That one's going to sting. If and when Carlos leaves and thrives to somebody,
yeah,
it's going to sting. And I'll tell you, it's at some point – you keep winning games, people are okay. If you don't win, and then you're losing your top core players that everyone grew up with, like Correa and Springer, there were two of the originals, along with, you know, the fact is Altuve, for him being Mr. Astro, he did come up in a time when the Astros were literally on the decline, and he was the shining star inside of the decline who became much better than we ever expected. But the two young guys, it was three, John Singleton, failed. He had Carlos Correa.
He's still playing the Mexican League.
Yeah. Carlos Correa, who was obviously, we were super excited about. He came up and immediately made an impact. They went to the playoffs that year. And, of course, George Springer. Well, one of them failed out. And if two of them end up leaving, like, if you stop winning, James Click is going to take heat. And that,
they ain't going to stop winning. They still got a potent lineup. So you think he likes the city? I know he does, and I know, you know, Daniela and actually there's all, you know, talk about him going to join AJ in Detroit, and you know, she's like, I ain't going to Detroit. You go have fun. I ain't going. And now she's very pregnant. As a matter of fact, today there's a baby shower for them, and my buddy, it's so embarrassing. I was like, hey, you want to play golf? He's like, I'm going to the baby shower. Oh, no, it's tomorrow. Tomorrow's the baby shower.
Who gets him those tickets? Who gets him on the field during World Series?
Yeah, who carried his ring after the World Series?
What do you think the play is? Go to the baby shower or go play golf?
I'm so embarrassed for him.
You can be embarrassed for him, but he's
Have you ever been to a baby shower?
Yeah.
You have?
Me?
Yeah. I've never been to a baby shower. Look at
him. I've had five kids.
Yeah, well, no, but I didn't go to my wife's baby shower.
I think we had it one time. I've been to a baby. Baby showers aren't for men.
No, baby showers they're not, and it's embarrassing.
We're having a couple shower.
No, it's not a couple shower. There's no such thing as a couple shower. Have a baby shower. Bunch of women get together. They eat salads or whatever, and they give her gifts, and they all dress in nice little dresses or whatever, and then they come back while we're at the bar. That's a baby shower, okay? Then you go home. That's a baby shower. Baby shower is not a man going there, and I don't. It's just embarrassing. I'm embarrassed for him. Okay. What did you get Carlos? Did you get him a pair of jeans or something? Huh?
No. There's certain things he has to do. This is one of the things he has to do.
I'm embarrassed.
You want to stay on Daniela's good side too, don't you?
Oh, he loves Daniela. Okay. He says she's the nicest person ever.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. So,
he has to. And you're a scumbag.
No, he's got
a scumbag. What are they going to do with you? By the way, did you see what Brandon sent me? Yesterday we did our SportsNet videos.
Where's my scumbag shirt?
Our world award-winning SportsNet videos that we do every week, where we talk about the hardest-hitting topics, and we give amazing sports commentary and, you know.
So right. It's on SportsMap, HOU.
I got this from Brandon yesterday in the comments section on, I don't know if it's maybe on you. It is on YouTube. On the comment section, a guy named Elroy Gibson said, I like the commentary and takes, but Zerline's T-shirts are off-putting. The devil? Scumbags? What message is he trying to send to fans?
So yesterday, well, now you got this, a skeleton with knife and...
What does this say? Read the whole thing.
Chingon carniceria. Can't beat this meat. World-famous chorizo.
Can't beat this meat. World-famous chorizo. He's not going to like this shirt either.
Carniceria.
You're not going to...
That's a meatery. Yeah. That's a butcher shop.
You can't beat this meat. And so he's not going to like, that's what the shirt says.
No, you can't beat that. Not with,
I've got the other one,
not
the
with
devil,
that knife and that giant fork.
The devil whispered and said, bring tacos. That's what he's talking about. Yesterday I had the shirt that said scumbags. What message am I trying to send? The message of the t-shirts. If the devil comes, I want him to bring tacos. That's 100% what I mean. I also mean you can't beat this meat. I also mean that maybe I have some scumbag tendencies. I know I sit next to a scumbag.
Mm-hmm.
He's
mm-hmm.
been called a scumbag by...
He calls Ryan everybody Deshane. A scumbag.
Not everyone.
No. Well, I feel special.
He definitely calls you a scumbag.
I definitely want a scumbag shirt. Keith wants to get in here and talk about his Astros. What do you say, Keith?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. You know, the Dodgers getting Scherzer was such a gut punch. I mean, good luck facing him and Kershaw twice each in a seven-game series. But if the Astros, to me, want to win in the playoffs, they're going to have to bring some starters out of the pen. And one of the guys they should consider doing that with is Urquidy. And I say that because he can come in and throw strikes. You can't have somebody coming in walking people. That's a recipe for disaster. And on offense, to me, Yordan is such a huge key. You know, he didn't play last year, but you look at what he did in the playoffs in 2019. Let's be honest, he just wasn't that good. He hit one home run. He struck out 21 times, and he hit .241. If Yordan can mash like we know that he can, it's going to be a world of difference for this baseball team. Thanks, guys.
All right. Appreciate it. That's Keith.
I'm going to rack that call.
Rack it?
Yep.
He's hey. Racked. No, that's just a good call.
I agree with that. That's why
concise.
I said it.
He was intelligent.
No, that's why. I know. I'm saying. I mean it. For real.
Mm-hmm. If Carlos leaves in free agency, does he get booed like Beltran did? No.
No.
No, actually,
does
he's
George
really good.
Does George
George
get
doesn't.
Booed?
He gets a standing O. George gets a standing O.
Carlos doesn't get booed ever.
No. Carlos does not get booed here. No.
Now, Garrett Cole will because he was like.
Beltran left snotty. After 1 year and he did it all for money.
They pump fake like the Astros are still in it.
And Arwin never got booed.
I never thought Beltran should have got booed like that personally.
I didn't either.
I wasn't upset.
Now I would boo him. Now I
well,
would.
Well, yeah.
Now
no, the second
he
time
destroyed
around was
an organization.
Way worse.
Yeah.
The first time he was crushing. The second time he. Not only did he suck as a hitter, he tarnished the whole everything.
Yeah, by bringing in cheating. He's the one that brought it in.
Never would have done that.
And it's not even arguable. Carlos Beltran, the impetus for them cheating was Carlos Beltran walking in after he was with the New York Yankees and saying, you guys are behind. You need to get up on this video cheating thing we're all doing.
He said that.
Yes.
They said that to the commissioner.
Yeah. It's in the report. And that's why Carlos Beltran isn't in baseball anymore. Because he's a cheater. I would boo him today. I thought it was stupid booing him. And you know what else is stupid? And we can stop doing it now? Is every time the opposing pitcher throws over to first base. What are you booing about?
That's across Major League Baseball.
It's stupid. You're throwing over to keep a runner close. Why are you booing that? This is the dumbest thing ever.
Stop booing mound visits when there's a runner on second. Like, they have to change their signs. Have you not learned anything over the past 5 years?
Did you see... Who was the team that actually balked on purpose to get the runner? The who?
The Rays.
The Rays
they're
did.
Playing chess.
They balked on purpose
checkers.
To get the runner off second base and put him on third so that they wouldn't steal it, so he couldn't steal their signs.
What?
They balked on purpose.
Making it an automatic score.
Yeah, we
right,
can do this
right.
on the other side.
They
was,
would rather
was,
have
the Rays are an analytics-based team, too.
They're the smartest team ever.
Is that the number? Is there something that tells you it's better to have a guy on third than second?
Well,
who was on the mound? Colin McHugh that day.
Oh, he's been great, by the way.
He
How
was
about
the one
Colin
who did
McHugh's been awesome?
I have not even been concentrating on Colin McHugh.
Yeah.
He still pitches?
Wait, for the best team in baseball, okay?
Probably cheating.
Time for me to talk about Jeff Aaron,
cheating.
The best guy to do. Okay, so Ian just sent a picture of our first ever trophy from the 1560 Fantasy League. It was a giant giant slab of marble, just a giant brick of marble. And Jeff Aronoff made that for him. He said, you know what? That's the kind of, well, he's not going to make your trophy. He's not a trophy maker, so don't ask Jeff Aronoff. Don't call him and say, hey, can you make our trophy for, he did that for us for 1560. It was the first year we were around. We let Ian in. I don't know why, because he's not a part of anything. I don't, no one, we felt bad for him. But here's the deal. Is if you're looking for somebody that can be creative, that can make your home or your business look that much better, that can do it with rich, a rich marble, granite, tile, brick, whatever it is. He did that for us. He will do that for you. It's a big jobs only. You want to do a giant renovation in your home or your business, this is the guy to call. 713-880-2822. Let Jeff Aronoff come over and give you that free estimate and get this job done. 713-880-2822. It's absolute marble and granite.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.